By Botterill, nice play to free the puck.
Put it to the net.
Polatichuk throws it into the corner. Back behind the net, Tassi tries to draw it in front of the net, but Anderson got in his way. Now Lindmark in the left corner, bumped it out towards the blue line, but intercepted by Southgate. Weaves to his left and flings it in. 2:15 to go. Lindenwood changes. The Badgers will do the same. Now Polatichuk bumped into his teammate. Look out. Blast by Lundman. Kicked out by Grandma. Loose puck slides back to Grandma, and he covers. Oh, Dexheimer and Polatichuk, who played all of last season together and have started that way this season, just miscommunicated, and Polatichuk bumped into Dexheimer, and the puck came free, and Lundman could have given Lindenwood the lead with 2 minutes left, but Grandma with a big stop.
Yeah, and ironically, it's like, why would you go brain dead with 2 minutes left?
I don't know.
Done the same play 1,000 times before.
Face off to the left of the Badgers netminder, won by Wisconsin. Lobbed out to center. Mosley looking for it. Slides far side. The Badgers have it. Kukkonen flings it into the left corner, hoping Mosley can get there. He engages with Jarman. Took a hit from Kuzma. Goes to the far wall and kicked away from Kukkonen. And it's gathered in by Lindenwood as they try to exit their zone. They will. Kuzma at center. Took a good hit from Kukkonen. Got it ahead to Lundman, though, who's met by Kerr. Lotch trying to fend off Gagnon behind the Wisconsin net. Kerr lost the puck and his stick, but Lotch had the puck and then lost it. And then a bouncing puck out near the Wisconsin blue line taken by Anderson, but it crawled across. He dumped it in. Offside called on the Lions. 1:27 left in the third, a 2-2 game. Quinn Finley, power play goal late second period. Got the Badgers within one, and then he scores a baseball bat, a swing and a line drive into the back of the net for the game-tying goal at 14:29.
This used to be the time of the game when in this situation where my coach used to say, now you find out the mentality of your players.
Yeah.
Ones that don't want to make a mistake or the ones that want to win it for you.
At center ice, Horbach knocked down right in front of the bench. Hastings up on his
penalty.
Toes,
penalty.
Wanting a penalty. He's going to get one. Wow. And now they'll give the puck. No, they're just going to let Hipkin stand over the top of it. Now the whistle blows. I'm not sure that was a penalty. I think Jack Horbach drew the penalty with a little acting of his own. They're going to call boarding on Jaden Mercier. There wasn't a ton of contact, but Horbach felt it, at least in my opinion, went down along the boards, and that gives Wisconsin a Kunis power play with 1:01 to go in the third in a tie game.
Well, they had relatively good offensive zone pressure, at least a lot of territorial advantage. It'd be nice in the last minute if they did it again.
Morrissey, Botterill, Kukkonen, Polatichuk, and Finley on this power play. Badgers lost the draw, but Polatichuk able to hold at the left point. Morrissey banks it off the wall to the freshman, Botterill. Morrissey, the rookie himself, down to the dot. Goal line now, Kukkonen looking in the slot, but Botterill covered. Kukkonen back left wing to Morrissey. 43 seconds left in the third period. 2-2 game. Backside, Finley kicked it towards the back of the net. Kukkonen with a blind pass. Finley coming down the right wing, but it was behind him. Now a snapshot blocked off the stick of Botterill. Ricochets back to Finley. 27 seconds left. Reverse pivot by Botterill. Right goal line. Couldn't shovel it on goal. Polatichuk holds down to the corner. Power play continues. 20 seconds left. Morrissey with it outside the left circle. Looking backside right. Morrissey stick handling. Setting up Botterill. Sets and fires. Block shot. Finley. One-timer. That's blocked. Out to Polatichuk. 9. Finley again. One-timer. Too high. Polatichuk holds. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Finley again. Right wing. 2 seconds. Shot blocked by the sprawled out Anderson. Batted out of the slot to center ice, and the game is going to overtime.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. How does it work?
Badgers will start
with a power play
overtime with a 4-on-3 power
four
play
okay.
For 59 seconds. So Wisconsin 2, Lindenwood 2. We'll take a 1 minute break, 1 minute network break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you, Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. Quinn Finley, game-tying goal at 14:29 of the third period from Simon Tassie and Christian Fitzgerald. It's 2-2 Badgers, 11 shots on goal in the third, just 4 for Lindenwood. Wisconsin, 38 shots on goal to the Lions, 17. William Grama, 15 saves so far. Owen Bartoszkiewicz has made 36 saves. We're headed to overtime, 3-on-3 for 5 minutes. Sudden victory overtime, but it's a 4-on-3 power play for Wisconsin to start this OT session because of the boarding penalty to Mercier at the 18:59 mark of regulation. So a 4-on-3 power play. It's Fitzgerald, Finley, Mosley, and Dexheimer. Finley from the center circle, left wing, tries to cut in on Prouty. No angle to get to the net. He'll bank it out to Dexheimer. Dexheimer back left wing, Finley looking, shooting, save made, rebound Mosley, once, twice, Bartoszkiewicz stopped both, as well as Finley's initial shot, and now Dexheimer right point, back to Walk. Finley, 38 seconds on the power play, Rister missed the net, and Lindenwood's Anderson whacks it all the way down.
Well, we'll see what happens here, but they're just letting Finley shoot. I don't understand how that's a progressive penalty kill by any stretch of the imagination, but
Dexheimer, right wing, Fitzgerald walks and shoots one. Saved by Bartoszkiewicz. Rebound back to Fitzgerald. Out to the point now, Finley. 12 seconds to go on the man advantage. Wisconsin looking for the overtime winner. One-timer by Fitzgerald. Ooh. Blocked by Anderson. Fitzgerald again, right wing. 4 seconds on the power play. Fitzgerald shoots. Oh, he hit the far post. Oh, up near the crossbar. He wrung it clean. The Badgers with 3 posts in the third period in overtime. Lindenwood at full strength. Fitzgerald shot too high off the glass. And a steal. Dexheimer low left. He shoots one off the noggin of Bartoszkiewicz. He's made 3 saves with his head tonight. 3:40 left in overtime. We're skating 4-on-4. 2-2 game. Here's Gagnon across the line. Slot. Lost it. And then flipped back into the air. He grabbed it. Knocked it down. Poke free by Morrissey all the way back to the Lindenwood zone. Yakimchuk hustles after it, reverses to Gagnon, spins away from the forechecking Horbach, steal by Lodge, tapped ahead
right
by
idea.
Morrissey to Horbach, but couldn't reach him. And now it's Yakimchuk. 3:15 to go in OT, skating 4-on-4. Yakimchuk, he dumps and chases against Daniel Lodge. Lodge ties him up. Puck is free. Lundman to the left-handed Yakimchuk. Cycles it back behind the net. Anthony Kerr walls off Lundman. 3 minutes to go in overtime. A 2-2 game. Badgers trying to get a series split. Prouty with it. Out by the blue line. And a pass goes off a skater two and ricochets to Gavin Morrissey. Here's Wisconsin with a puck. And ahead of steam, it's Hensler. Leaves to his left, across the line, cuts to the slot, pushed a shot. It was directed off a stick towards the netminder, and Bartoszkiewicz had to play it into the corner. Hensler, a solo rush that time.
Yeah. Bobby Orr-esque.
And now it's Uhl for Lindenwood, pressured by Lynn Mark. 2:20 to go in overtime, a 2-2 game. They will do an exhibition shootout should this game end in an overtime tie.
But it will be declared a tie.
Correct, in the record books. Wisconsin, Hensler gets it off to Kukkonen. He avoids Anderson, runs into Uhl. Trailer Lindmark has the puck and it whacked off his stick by Uhl, who was on his belly on the ice, and now Anderson's got it. 1:50 to go in OT. 2-2 game, still skating 4-on-4.
Yeah, until the next stoppage of play, when then they'll go to 3-on-3.
Yep. Evans, left wing, Yakimchuk across the red line. The Badger blue dumps it in. Can Palatichuk beat him to the puck? He did, but Yakimchuk steals, puts it in front, cleared out of harm's way by Ryland Mosley, who was standing in the paint. Puck out to center. Fitzgerald tries to jam it free. No luck there. Hipkin with it. Good poke check by Fitzgerald. Tapped along now by Mosley to Fitzgerald. 3-on-2. Dexheimer across the line. Back to Fitzgerald. Had his stick lifted by the back-checking Yakimchuk. And now Fitzgerald wheeling pass. Palatichuk puts it down low left. Dexheimer looking, walking in. Tries to tuck it. Cannot. Oh, Bartoszkiewicz was down but kept sliding with Dexheimer. The net was partially open.
Look out.
Fitzgerald fans on a shot. Now Hipkin 1-on-1 the other way. Fitzgerald's back looking to sauce across. Gagnon, it jumped over his stick. 58 seconds left in overtime. It's 2-2.
Okay, Anthony. Coast to coast, buddy.
Here comes Anthony Kerr. Skates to the red line. Now the blue gets by one Lion. Can't get by the second Prouty, who takes the puck away. Prouty up to center. Four Badgers back. Prouty able to push it deep. 40 seconds left in overtime. 2-2.
Well, the Badgers have had their fair share of opportunities here in this overtime.
44-17. Shots on goal, but it's a 2-2 game. Lodge headmans Finley. Able to tap it past Prouty. Runs it down 2-on-1 with Morrissey. He's onside. He catches. Refeed Finley. And he had no chance. Then from the left wing wall. The Badgers score. The Badgers score.
Daniel Lott.
Bartoszkiewicz spun around on the one-time pass. Morrissey back to Finley. He was down and out. Nowhere near the net. And Lott picked it up left wing and flung it in. A rally for the Badgers, a 3-2 overtime victory, and a series split to start the season.
Oh, boy. And that was probably the worst scoring opportunity that the Badgers have had, was Lott shooting from the boards.
Wow. It was a 2-on-1, Finley and Morrissey, instead of shooting, he was open, tried to refeed Finley for a layup, and missed. It went off the far corner wall and rimmed around to the left hash marks, and Daniel Lodge, and again Bartoszkiewicz, had spun himself out of position, and Lodge put it in the open net, and Wisconsin wins 3-2.
Wow. Yeah, and time was winding down. I mean, the clock was not in either team's favor.
So Daniel Lodge, his first goal of the season, the game winner at 4:42, Wisconsin.
Out.
A 3-2 overtime win over Lindenwood. Wisconsin Badger hockey brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partners of UW Athletics. And Badger hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 3-2 overtime win for the Wisconsin Badgers. Our postgame show's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
To you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
The Badgers had to fight and fight some more to salvage a split on home ice to start the season against the independent Lindenwood Lions. And they pull out a 3-2 overtime victory. Daniel Lotz, the game-winning goal at 4:42 of the five-minute sudden-death overtime. The Badgers 1-1. Lindenwood heads home 1-1, but they should not hang their head. Boy, they are a better program than they were the last couple of years, and they're going to give some people some fits. They have Air Force, Miami, Robert Morris, Denver, Ohio State, Michigan State, Notre Dame all on their upcoming schedule. They were tough to play against.
Oh, yeah. They're, I don't know how to put it, but don't have a Finley.
Yeah.
You know, somebody that's hot, cold, whatever, can change the complexion of the game.
Sure.
But as a composite, they're good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good. I was very impressed.
Yep. And Owen Bartuszkiewicz had a heck of a series, too. He made 42 saves tonight and took the loss. He made 34 saves last night and got the win. Let's name our three stars of the game tonight. The Badgers win in overtime. Our stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Who do you have there, Ian?
Actually, this one was a pretty easy one. I guess if you're Quinn Finley and you get two goals and one assist in a 3-2 hockey game, there's a very good chance that you might be the first star of the game.
Sure.
When we're here. And the style that he scored his goals in are a little bit different also. Number two star went with Morrissey and Mosley, even those two guys off the line. They look alike, they play alike, they play hard, they do everything really good. And number three star, congratulations to our sophomore goaltender. I had to look to see what William was. William Grammy in his first win of the season, and I hope he continues to improve the way he showed tonight. Never really, even though he only saw 10 or 11 shots, never really ever gave up anything that was what I would consider to be an easy goal.
Sure.
By any stretch of the imagination. And say what you want, when you're a goaltender and you only get 10 shots, it's your biggest recognition as if you didn't fall asleep during the game. That's how it works.
He stopped a breakaway in the second period.
Exactly.
And then after Dexheimer and Palatichuk collided in the defensive zone, he made his biggest save of the game against, I think it was Lundman, to keep it a 2-1 hockey game at the time. Badgers were allowed to rally and eventually tie the game. So, again, our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Wisconsin wins 3-2 in overtime. Our energizing performance of the game. Head coach Mike Hastings, highlights and more are still to come. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Badger fans, Wisconsin men's basketball tips off the 24-25 season November 4th with new names and new conference opponents. Whether you're looking for season tickets, five-game packages, or single-game options, we've got something to fit your schedule. Now's the time to secure your seats for an exciting season of Badger men's basketball. For more information and to grab your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Back at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin, a 3-2 overtime win over Lindenwood. Daniel Lodge gets the game winner. How about our energizing performance of the game? Brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you.
I'll tell you what, in my personal opinion, what really tipped the scales back into Wisconsin's favor was in the third period, the power play. Was it a power play? Yeah, Finley. Taking a fungo and knocking it out of the air and into the net. And, you know, you look at the people who are on the score sheet and you're thinking, okay, so we've got Tassie and Fitzgerald. I don't even remember them being in the play. Yeah. And yet it's a wide open net and he bats it out of the air from 20 feet away and goes in. And it just seemed like the reason I call it an energizing player of the game is that it was such a unique goal that everybody in the Badger bench was kind of in awe and really fired up, but it also turned around and just seemed to sink Lindenwood's bench at that point in time. So it was a play that put Lindenwood down and put us up. I'm very impressed with how it all worked out. And if I was on ESPN, I'd be giving it a did it.
No doubt. And, you know, I remember Ryan McDonough did that in this building a number of years ago. But Finley's game-tying goal, the energizing performance of the game. Wisconsin wins 3-2 in overtime. Head coach Mike Hastings will be with us when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I've got some good news about prices, especially at the pump. Gas prices are the lowest that they've been in years right now. The statewide average in Wisconsin is about $3.02 a gallon. And there are 10 counties, including Eau Claire and Sheboygan, where the average price at the pump is under $3. Gas prices have been heading south since this summer when Biden and Harris released a million barrels of oil from one of our big reserves to help us avoid a summer gas price surge. And I am all for doing whatever we can to keep gas prices down. So I don't want to hear any more of this talk about tariff taxes on imports. Half our gas comes from overseas. I can't afford to pay more for that. Let's keep our gas prices down. For more Everyday Money news, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin wins in overtime 3-2. Again, we hope to hear from Coach Mike Hastings and Daniel Lotch, who scored the game winner, is our plan here tonight, but we'll wait and see. Why don't we run down some scores in college hockey, Ian, and hopefully you can help me along the way here, too, as we're trying to get all of the scores we possibly can. Actually, I'm looking down. It's down by where the interview area is, and all I see is Hazel LaPointe throwing her cowboy hat around. All right, Atlantic Hockey, their conference season got started. RIT won at Mercyhurst 4-2, so they split that series. Third-ranked Boston University beat Union 4-1. North Dakota, a 4-3 lead on Providence. That's in the third period, a solo game in Grand Forks. Colorado College going for a sweep, leads Northern Michigan 2-1 in the second period. St. Cloud State, a 3-1 lead at Bemidji. That's in the third. What do you got?
Updated to a 3-2 final, St. Cloud State.
All right. Ferris State in Western Michigan. It looks like the Broncos prevailed again, 5-1. UMass Lowell earned a split at home, beating Minnesota Duluth 4-1. Northeastern dropped Stonehill 5-1. UConn, a 3-1 win over Holy Cross. Third period score I have, St. Thomas leading Vermont 2-1.
I got to find it.
Okay. I've got Sacred Heart and Colgate, a 3-3 overtime tie.
That one I agree.
RPI blew out Canisius 8-3. Miami playing Anchorage tonight, a 4-1 Red Hawks lead. That's in the third. Michigan Tech beat Alaska for the second straight night, 2-1 in regulation. Minnesota State, which lost at home last night, beat Merrimack tonight 4-1. Long Island had a 3-1 lead at Augustana in the third period of play. Also, Bentley and New Hampshire tonight. I haven't seen a score on that one. So those are the non-conference games I have. Also a non-conference game, UMass beat Air Force 4-1. Actually, it's in the third period. UMass 4-1 in the consolation game of the Icebreaker Invitational in Las Vegas. Waiting to hear from head coach Mike Hastings. There are a few people that are downstairs right there, and I've got my glasses on, but I can't tell. That's not Mike. No, hopefully he'll be coming here shortly. Hopefully he'll be walking down the way here shortly. Let's see here. In Big Ten hockey, Ohio State a 5-2 win over American International. 5-2 Buckeyes win over AIU. Christopher Eberle, 26 saves. OSU is 1-0-1 to start the season. The Buckeyes will be here in Madison to play the Badgers to open Big Ten play next weekend. Head coach Mike Hastings is downstairs right now joining us in the postgame show. The Badgers rally for a 3-2 overtime victory. And Mike, thanks for coming out. Better effort tonight, certainly a better result as well. Congratulations.
Yeah, climbing the mountain. We made it difficult on ourselves again, but I do like to stick with it. We had to find a way to get back into that game. Quinn Finley, he's a really good hockey player, and he can be a difference maker, and he was tonight.
You know, there were four little young men sitting in front of us, and the one guy said, I wish they'd score so it would be over because I got to go to the bathroom really bad. I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah, you know what? We're obviously our power play is going to have to be a little more productive, but I did like the way the guys stuck with it and the attitude on the bench and finding a way to get it one tied up and then two to win it in overtime. It's a good feeling for the guys. They need a little bit of sunshine in their life, and they got that. They'll get a day off tomorrow, and then we'll get right back to work on Monday.
Yeah, right. You know, you talked last night when you, after a disappointing loss, you went right to the positives, and which is always a good thing. And there were a lot of positives here tonight and different individuals. We saw how good Gavin Morrissey could be as a freshman last night and again tonight, and the line combination seemed to work, but then you started juggling those too, and we saw some plays from Kukkonen and Botterill who rang the post over here, and Adam Pietl is out there at crunch time, and your defenseman, you lose Zach Scholes, five guys step up and did a job for you tonight.
You know what, the two guys that I think just have been a rock for us, and you know this being around us, Anthony Kerr and our goal scorer Daniel Latch are just they're just so consistent and hard, and they're men. And then I thought, you know what, 14-4, there are two guys that, you know, one being a junior and four has really stepped his game up. I think he's become a difference maker in his own right, and you know, Logan Hensler is gonna, you know, peak and valleys. That's what happens when you're 17, 18 years of age. And he came in and he rung one off the post. And he's a guy that plays with a lot of confidence. And we're going to have to rely upon that back end until we get some forwards and get some production out of some lines or individuals. I do like, again, the way that we rallied back and found a way to get it done.
Yeah, and while you were 1-for-8 on the power play, I think it was, there were a lot of chances. The way that power play was breaking them down, you're going to score some goals if you keep moving the puck like that.
Yeah, just a little bit cleaner. You know, I mean, I think we had 12 shots tonight. We had 10 shots last night. I thought tonight we were more threatening. And had some looks and some second and thirds that we didn't have last night, and we'll continue to grind on that. I'm just like I said, I think we can become a puck possession team. We've just got to get a little greasier and find a way to make a few more plays so we can extend leads if we were to get one. That's two in a row, guys, or two out of the last three that we spotted the other team two goals, right? And twice we've been able to find a way to come back. Now we just need to get out to a lead.
Which of your coaches is going to take credit for teaching Finley how to bat it out of midair from 20 feet away from the net
and
put it in the back?
Actually, I don't think anybody'd step up to the table other than Finn.
That was quite a play.
Yeah, you know what? Like I said, his skating ability, and you and I have talked about him, he's a young guy that's learning to play a man's game. And, you know, tonight he's a difference maker. And when he skates, he's a difference maker more often than not. And so I'm glad he's in the red and white. And now we need to get some guys to continue to contribute just like he has.
Yeah, and did you see the final play and what exactly happened? Because all of a sudden Bartoszkiewicz is spinning around in his paint and the puck goes in the back of the net from Lotch on that left wing. Did you see it?
Yeah, you know what? Finn came in, makes a nice chip play on the wall to create the two-on-one. And I thought Finn did a phenomenal job at freezing the goaltender. He dropped his shoulder. And the goalie kind of got on his edges, stayed there, and he threw it over to Mo. And Mo one-timed it, but it was off his front foot. And as you're watching through the neutral zone, and here's, again, one reason I think Daniel Latch, when he's done playing here this next at the end of this year, he'll have an opportunity to go play pro hockey. He just beats his guy up the rink and continues to come in and support. And that puck goes wide when Mo tried to throw it back to Finney. And two just gets up and their goaltender spun around and he just snaps it in the empty net. So you're rewarded when you, the hockey gods have a tendency to reward you when you do the right things, and two does the right things almost all the time.
All right, so they'll feel better about things after tonight. I'm sure you do too. And now all of a sudden Big Ten play starts next weekend, and that's going to be a tough league, as you've come to learn, right?
Yeah, we've got a long ways to go, as you guys know, and the thing that I talk to the guys about is we need to get some rest and recovery. It's the first time that we played back-to-back. I do think Tommy Inkrot is deserving of a tip of the hat, because I thought as that game went on, we continued to be able to play. And, you know, now they need to get some rest, recovery on Sunday, and then right back at it on Monday.
All right. Mike, thanks for your time. Enjoy your Sunday.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Mike Hastings, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, a 3-2 overtime win over Lindenwood here tonight. Also, back to the Big Ten. So I mentioned Ohio State won tonight. Notre Dame rallied to beat Clarkson 5-2, four goals in the third period for the Irish. So they win two out east. Minnesota and Omaha, they'll be facing off in about an hour or so in the championship game of the tiebreaker, or the icebreaker invitational. Last I saw, Michigan and Arizona State tied at one in the second period. Wolverines going for a split. Aiden Fink had a couple of helpers tonight, but Penn State lost at Quinnipiac 3-2. And then Michigan State beat Boston College 4-3 to split that series between top five opponents. Charlie Stramel scored two goals for the Spartans. Trey Augustine, 32 saves as MSU improves to 3-1. I believe we have...
Mayor Valtuna?
Yeah, the man who scored the game-winning goal tonight is downstairs right now, senior defenseman Daniel Lotch. Daniel, congratulations. That must have felt good for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it was definitely a good feeling. I wasn't even sure if it went in at first, but I saw it trickle in, and yeah, it felt pretty good.
Yeah, Brian Posick and Ian Parent upstairs with Daniel Lotch. Well, and just for the team itself, Daniel, you know, last night was tough. There's no question about it. You played better tonight, wouldn't you agree? And when you play like that, good things generally happen, don't they?
Yeah, their goalie played lights out both games. It took us a little bit to try and find the back of the net, but we stuck with it and ended up sneaking out a win, which is good. So hopefully we can continue that into next weekend.
Yeah, and you got to overtime because of a couple of plays by Quinn Finley, including that baseball batted in third period goal. Have you ever seen anything like that before?
Nothing in person like that. It was pretty crazy, but it felt pretty good once it went in.
Yeah. So describe what happened in overtime. I mean, you guys were buzzing in overtime. You know, you start with a power play and then they kill it off, but it's still 4-on-4 and things are going crazy. Kind of take us through that final play and how you got it in the back of the net.
Yeah, I saw to start out the play, I saw Finner curling, and he's got pretty good speed, so I gave it to him hoping he could burn around a guy, and he kind of chipped it around, and then they created a 2-on-1, and they just missed the connection on the 2-on-1, and the puck trickled into the corner by the boards, and I saw the goalie kind of sprawling around a little bit, so I just thought I'd throw it towards the net and hope something happened, and worked out.
It sure did work out. And finally for you, what do you think you and your teammates learned about yourselves here this weekend? It's a long season. You got Big Ten play coming up next weekend. Then you go to Denver. What do you think you learned this weekend?
Yeah, I think we learned a little bit that every win is hard to get, and you got to earn them all. And so can't take any teams lighter than other teams. So we just got to keep working hard in practice and try and find the back of the net a little bit more in practice, just to continue that into the next few weekends and moving forward.
Okay. Ian, you don't have anything for Daniel?
Well, I was going to say, one thing you should have learned is Wayne Gretzky's theory. Every shot you don't take on net doesn't score. Not for you. You just shoot them from the corner and they go in. It doesn't make any difference.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not how, it's how many, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Daniel, thanks. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
You're welcome. That's Daniel Lotch, who scored the game winner here tonight. The Badgers in overtime knock off Lindenwood 3-2. Back in 2 minutes, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this. Or this. Or even this. Oh, well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th. At Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Disappointing night last night for the ninth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers as they started the season with a 4-2 loss at home to Independent Lindenwood. First win over a nationally ranked team ever for the Lions at the Division I level. Then tonight, Lindenwood made it tough on the Badgers once again and built a 2-0 lead before Wisconsin came from behind. Here are the plays of the game. And now a breakout pass to Gagnon up towards Zielke. Whacked at away from Palatichuk. Walks in left wing. Finds an open man. Gagnon hammers it home. Little head and shoulder fake by Zielke. Setting up Gagnon. No one picked him up. And from the slot he beat Grandma. It's 2-0 Lindenwood. Pass ahead near side to Alex Lundman, who had the game-winning goal last night for Lindenwood. Pass back. Point shot. Redirected. Zielke beats Grandma. 1-0 Lindenwood. Badgers down 1, 5:40 left in the third. Finley's out there. He's got it. His shot got through. No, it hit Yakimchuk, the defenseman. Tassie and him battling in front of the nets. Playing keep away right wing. It's Fitzgerald. Turnaround shot. That hit Tassie. Bang!
Yes!
Baseball style. Quinn Finley. 2-2. My goodness. I mean, a nice try by Fitzgerald, but there was nobody behind to help him. Here's a pass. Mosley backside. Passie. Bouncing puck to the slot. Finley. Slow moving shot. He scores! How did that go in? Lodge headmans Finley. Able to tap it past Prouty. Runs it down 2-on-1 with Morrissey. He's onside. He catches. Refeed Finley. And he had no chance. Then from the left wing wall. The Badgers score. The Badgers score.
Daniel Lodge.
Bartoszkiewicz spun around on the one-time pass. Morrissey back to Finley. He was down and out. Nowhere near the net. And Lodge picked it up left wing. Badgers, a 3-2 overtime victory and a series split to start the season. And those are the plays of the game right there as Wisconsin down 2-0 after Ethan Zielke and David Gagnon had scored late first and early second. Badgers pulled within one on Quinn Finley's first goal of the season, a power play goal at 19:26 of the second. Finley assisted by Simon Tassie and Rylan Mosley. Finley scored again to tie it at 14:29, batting the puck out of midair. It went off of Tassie's body after a shot from Christian Fitzgerald hit his teammate and came to the right of the goaltender, and Finley batted it in, his second of the game, made it 2-2. Badgers kept pushing and pushing. Eventually it went to overtime, and then with 18 seconds left, Lodge, after a shot or a pass missed by Mosley or Morrissey, ricocheted off the corner wall, left wing. Lodge just threw it on net, and Bartoszkiewicz didn't see it go in for Daniel, his first goal of the season at 4:42. Morrissey and Finley with helpers, and the Badgers win in overtime, 3-2. Shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin. They had 7 in the overtime session. Lindenwood had none. 45 for the game, just 17 for the Lions. William Grama stopped 15 shots. He got the win. He's 1-0. Owen Bartiszkiewicz stopped 42 tonight. Tough luck loss for him. He drops his record to 1-1. 2 penalties, 4 minutes for Wisconsin. Lindenwood had 8 penalties for 16 minutes tonight. The Badgers, while only 1-for-8 on the power play, and I know Mike would like to see more production there, Ian, you can gain a ton of momentum if you can move the puck like that and control play like the Badgers did with all those power plays in the second and third period.
Yeah, and there were no real gimmies, I guess. I'm not trying to think about the turnovers on the power play that kind of haunted them on Friday night. Yeah. All of a sudden tonight, when there was a turnover, there was a Badger there to retrieve it, mm-hmm. and never really got caught in an on-man situation, man down, anything like that. So, yeah, as long as they can continue to dominate in the territorial advantage in the offensive zone, and one of these days they're going to figure out when that cross-ice pass is made to shoot off the pass. Just, I think the chemistry has to get better. The timing has to get better. But it's pointed in the right direction.
Yep, certainly so. Let's see. The Badgers won 38 of, 38 out of 57 faceoffs tonight. Gavin Morrissey, 11 out of 17. Owen Lindmark, 12 out of 18. Christian Fitzgerald won 9 out of 14. 24 block shots for Lindenwood this evening. And unfortunately, I don't have the final summary to tell me how many block shots their young defenseman Yakimchuk had. Aiden Yakimchuk, he had 7 last night. I bet you he had at least 7 tonight as well. He's going to need lots of bags of ice. 8 block shots for the Badgers. And then individually, again, Quinn Finley, 2 goals and an assist tonight. Simon Tassi had 2 helpers this evening. Gavin Morrissey played well once again as Wisconsin evens its record at 1-1. And I don't know what the final attendance is either, which would be nice to know, but unfortunately we don't have that information right now. It was a better crowd tonight than last night when 7,500 were announced as Wisconsin knocks off Lindenwood in overtime 3-2. And we'll wrap things up in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, 1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today in particular, people are going, who the hell is Lindenwood?
Right.
Where are they from? How did they get good so fast? Yeah. But again, we talked about this, 12 years ago when Penn State came into the league?
Sure.
You don't go in there with 12 freshmen or 20 freshmen or whatever you're going to do. You've got a new team and you've gone over and you get senior veteran transfers and you get older junior hockey players to come into your program, and he's got a really nice mix of all of those situations combined, or all of those symptoms combined, and you just get a really good feeling for him. It seems like the kids believe in what he's teaching them, and they've got nothing but positives looking ahead of them.
Yeah, again, Lindenwood will hit the road, continue its road trip, going to Air Force next weekend, then Miami, then Robert Morris, then Denver. The Badgers, meanwhile, back here at the Kohl Center next weekend, Friday night at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 6 o'clock against the Ohio State Buckeyes, and the Badgers have a little payback. Again, Ohio State put a dent in the Badgers' chances of winning the Big Ten regular season championship a year ago by sweeping Wisconsin in Columbus near the end of the year. And then OSU came to Madison and knocked the Badgers out of the Big Ten tournament, winning 2 out of 3 games. So, again, we'll be on the air Friday night at 6:30, Saturday at 5:30. And we also have the Wisconsin Hockey Hour with head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson Tuesday night at 7:05. On the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Ian, thanks for your time. Nice job this weekend, and we'll see you against the Buckeyes next weekend, all right?
All right. We'll give it a best shot.
Jackson Lunsford, thank you for your work at our Learfield Studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Once again, the final score from the Kohl Center in overtime, Wisconsin 3, Lindenwood 2. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
find me. Don't you find me down that road. Oh, Johnny Law, don't you find me. Cause I'm done with killing, I'm going home.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.